then I'm going to examine the same tithi and check when there is a problem in relationships and when there is a problem in having children. Is there a problem or is there no problem? I need to understand. Okay? So, number one is to see the Lord of the Tithi. And where it is placed from the seventh house, because that is the house of the celebration of marriage, not engagement. You know, there are many people who get engaged, but, you know, you can have a relationship based upon the 12th house. But whether it is becoming a marriage or not depends upon the seventh house. A relationship from the 12th house needs to be converted to marriage in the 7th house, and the lady needs to become a member of the family in the 2nd house. This is the reversal of Venus, it is called. It's called the reversal of Venus. An exalted Venus gets a relationship. The first time you meet a handsome person, you know, the thrill, oh my God, he loves me, he gave me a flower. 10 years after marriage, he gives you the same flower. He said, what is this nonsense? Where's the diamond? Right. Because by now you have gone from the 12th house to the 7th house. 7th house is the marriage altar. It's the church or the temple or the marriage altar. 7th house. Then from there you got to go to the 2nd house where you become a member of the family. It becomes family. It feels family. Sometimes people get married, but it doesn't feel family, and then you break up still. Because the family thing doesn't work. The husband doesn't feel family with the wife. So second house is that which cements the marriage. Marriage has to shift from the seventh to the second. And there are different ways in which it can happen. One of them is kids. Because the moment kids happen, then that is fourth from the second. You know, Shukra is... Try to understand. Shukra is having Digbal in which house? Fourth house. So from the 12th, which is the 4th house? From the 12th? There's a 3rd house. So the 3rd house is where you decide to get engaged. That, okay, I'm having a good relationship, I'm getting engaged, okay? 3rd house, engagement. So, then after that we come to the 7th house of marriage. Marriage can happen. What is the requirement for marriage to happen? 4th from the 7th, 10th house. The guy needs to have a good and stable job. Stable career. Stability in career is what helps men and women decide to get married. Why? Because it is fourth from the seventh. Then finally we come to the second house where the lady feels that now she is a solid member of the family. And she becomes sometimes more strong in the family than the guy himself sometimes. And that's because of the Digbala of Venus from the second, it is fifth house. So one of the things that can make that happen is having kids. Other thing could be a spiritual path. Fifth house, a mantra, a spiritual path. Things related to fifth house. So you understand how it's happening. 12th house, cemented third. 7th house, cemented by 10th. 2nd house, cemented by 5. Do you see what's the important thing out here? So now, I need the Lord of the Tithi to support the whole process. Which is the best place for the Lord of the Tithi to do that? Seventh house. Because that is, whenever the Lord of a Tithi is in a house, that house is full of water. So if the Lord of Tithi is in the seventh house, hey, they are definitely going to marry and he's going to have kids. 100%. He can't escape that. Okay? Because seventh is the house where this is supposed to happen automatically. It's automatic. He can't escape it. It is as if Venus is in the... Treat the Tithi Lord like Venus. It's as if Venus is in Mula Trikona. On the other hand, if the Tithi Lord is in the 12th house, the engagement part is fun. It is good to be engaged and all. But moving from there to marriage could be a problem. Because from the 12th going to the 7th house is the 8th house step. And the Tithi Lord is not easily supporting that. Okay. On the other hand, if the Tithi Lord is in the second house, then perhaps you will have to get married because they got a kid. There are many women who get pregnant and then they have to marry. So you understand what's the role of the Tithi Lord. So now we need to understand, where is the marriage problem? The marriage problem can happen when the seventh lord is not in a good relationship with the tithi lord. And if there are two seventh lords, you need to see the stronger one. And which is the stronger one? The one which is stronger in Kendra or Kona or such houses, by the way. It's not the numbers. You see the problem here. Because marriage is not with numbers. It is the one whom you like more. And the one you like more is in Kendra or Kona. Something like that. That is the basis. Who is better placed that way? Hariyar. मेरे टेबल के ऊपर था। So let me see one case who has a problem. Let us take our friend Vivek's chart.
Tithi Lord is in fifth Mercury, and seventh Lord is also with there.
So seventh Lord is with the Tithi Lord. You see, getting married is not an issue for you, but getting unmarried is. Because they are together. That's what the problem is. Do you see that? They're entangled. Yeah.
I'm sorry to use my chart, but like Venus and Saturn are friends.
But are they together?
Like sitting together?
Yeah. No, you see, they are in 2 and 12 from each other. So Saturn is rejecting Venus. See the problem here. But you have two lords of the seventh house. One is the moon also. The co-lord for Taurus, right? Again, they are in 212. So from the moon, you are walking away and Venus is walking away from you. So what a problem. How do I make this happen? You see the problem. The seventh lords, both of them are in bad relationship with the Tithi lord. But the Tithi lord is in the 12th house. So it's not a problem for you to find somebody. But the problem is in converting that relationship into a marriage. See the thing, that's where the problem is. Good question, Cindy. Anybody else? Yeah.
And I have two lords, Ketu and Uru, and Shukra is in 12th from Uru, and in 11th from Ketu. And Shukra is in 12th from Uru.
Right, so that's how you got married, from Ketu. So you got married to Ketu, so what is the problem? You wanted Guru, but you got Ketu. You think it was a mistake? Ketu, you see? You see the point? That was Ketu. Try to understand the issue. The issue out here is, you have to marry the seventh lord. That's the first marriage I'm talking about. I'm only talking about first marriage. First marriage is with the seventh lord. So, how will I get the Tithi lord to get entangled with the marriage lord? If they are getting entangled, it's easy. Okay. And when you say 3 and 11, I mean, yeah, you can see that. No, it is with the first one. If I can understand the first relationship, then the second marriage, I can see how it is happening. Sometimes people get married once, but they can't get married second time. I know many women who have married once, but second time they can't get married.
So for second marriage,
will second lord.
Second marriage.
Yeah.
So, but that, in that case, will you also look at the, will you still continue to look at the 12th house, second house and second house?
No, that will change accordingly.
That will also change.
Yeah. But Nishtha is always 12th, right? I mean, you will always sleep on the bed which is in your 12th house.
That will never change.
How can that change?
Right. So then in the case of second marriage, we are just looking at the 12th lord and the second lord.
Yeah.
Tithi lord and second lord.
Nishtha needs to start, no?
For the second time also.
Aa jayega boss. So did you see the point I'm trying to make out here? We need to solve this issue. How are you going to solve the issue? By ensuring that the Tithi Lord becomes favorable to the seventh Lord. Unless I can make that happen, how the hell am I going to make it happen? How will the marriage happen? It is not going to happen. Of course, Rajesh is not an issue, seventh Lord, Tithi Lord, the same, there is no thinking about it. It's a no-think marriage. Yeah,
that's how it happened also.
There is no questions. There are no questions. It is
no-think.
No-think. It is done.
Yeah. All India gate pass. Enter.
You are having Jupiter as the seventh Lord and the Tithi Lord. I mean, it's in Digbal in Lagan. I mean, it's a no-brainer. For some, it is a no-brainer, it's smooth. But the issue is not that tomorrow you will have a chart which, let us say, is in 6-8. The Tithi Lord, let's say the seventh Lord is in 5th house and the Tithi Lord is in, let us say, 12th house. Then how are you going to do it?
The 6th house. Prosper relationship. The mutual relationship is 6-8.
6-8. All that means what? Every relationship is ending up in fight. 6-8 means it, the relationships are ending up in fight. There is a fight always involved in the relationships. Here, if it is 2-12, one is going away. There is no major fight. One of them is walking out. A walking out scenario is better than a fight scenario. But that's no solution either way.
It's ending, yeah.
It's ending.
So, can I ask something? Though we are looking at the separate spouses to determine the exact nature of each relationship or marriage, but the intrinsic thing will be there. If intrinsically Tithi Lord and 7th Lord are 2-12 or 6-8, that problem is intrinsically
always there in the chart. Always there in the chart. Whether you are in the first relationship or second or third, the intrinsic problem that your Tithi Lord has with the 7th house will always be there. Because that is called your physical felicity. I said, thodi your physical thing will change somewhere else. So if the 7th Lord has a problem with your Tithi Lord, perhaps you don't like it. You want to have what they call a platonic marriage, is it? What is that marriage called? Platonic marriage. Kya?
Living together. Living together.
Yeah. We use the word vivaha for it. Vivaha is for traveling the world together. I'm translating that to marriage. Marriage is not a Vedic word in the first place. Tell me the word I will use then, if you find the problem with that. I'll use vivaha, right? So, how do you do it? The problem is, how do you solve the issue? Any ideas? What is the 2-12 problem?
The spouse walking away. Leaving and walking away.
Even from a physical intimacy, what is the 2-12 problem?
Platonic.
More platonic.
No, when the spouse is interested, you are not. When you are interested, spouse is not. It is called the sleepy problem. I call it the sleepy problem. When spouse is interested, you are sleepy. When you are interested, spouse is sleepy. 2-12 problem. Shadashtra, you are in that. Pehle to kisi ko khoj le
yaar. Yeah, I was saying it was timing problem. Sleepy problem.
Timing.
You had once told me this, in a different context, 2-12 in a relationship, not Tithi Lord. You said long distance marriage. You said that they want, but they are in two in different places.
Yeah, but that's because of not the Tithi Lord.
Not the Tithi Lord, some other Lord.
Yeah. Okay, so you see the problem out here. This is the Jala Tattva. What else? 6-8? They end up fighting.
Fighting.
There is always problems, there is always fighting, there is always issues. Sarashtak. Unless you solve this, you really cannot make the person's life better. So how are you going to solve it? That's my question. Remember, 212 is the Shani problem, Shalashtak is the Shani problem, it's the shadow problem. Because you are not able to understand. It is the shadow problem.
You're saying it's Shani problem because 6, 8 and 12,
six, all three eight are, and two, 12 are shadow houses.
Shadow houses, yeah. So you need Surya, you need light.
You need light to...
Surya will burn it out.
Burn it out. No, no.
Surya will burn it out. Surya will simply destroy it because that is a Shani Surya problem. You are bringing in serious problems out there.
So we need to control Shani or appease Shani to, you know, so that the shadow comes down. Shani comes down.
Right. So how are you going to do it?
Saturn. Saturn Upaya.
Prepare Saturn.
We need a Upaya for Shani for this. That's what.
Any ideas? Shani's no. I want you to think. Get me a solution.
Venus.
No. You all are not understanding. Saturn is causing it. So you have to control Saturn. I mean, you can't control him. What I mean is curb the problem by appeasing him or doing whatever.
Venus is only a little
bit. It is a problem
exactly.
Created by
Saturn. Tera kaha 7th Lord?
Mera 11th mein.
Your 7th Lord is in 11th house. Yes. And Tithi Lord?
11th.
Excellent. Excellent.
Trines to 7th. Trines to 7th and also both of them and, together.
What are these planets?
Jupiter and Mars.
Beautiful. Which is Mars? Tithi Lord?
7th Lord.
7th Lord is Mars. Tithi Lord is Jupiter. Pair padne se thodi hoga. No, I was just checking his example. You see, I want to show you how you have to study charts. One case, let us say the 7th Lord is Mars and the Tithi Lord is Jupiter. What is the incompatibility between that? Peaceful war. The marriage will last so long as you have a peaceful war, is it? What the hell is that? You got to solve the problem. So how will you solve? You have to find a solution to the problem.
You are
Virgo Lagna?
Yes.
Thank you.
Lana Hoda Shastra.
Typical. Mariala used to do the same thing. Technically right. Right? Technically right, but materially impossible. Because we can't cheat the stars like this.
So 212 might be giving something?
Giving what?
Shani, something to Saturn?
Fasting.
Something to Saturn.
One is the ATM for the other one.
Something to Saturn.
The only thing that can appease Saturn in relationships is to perform a marriage of Shiva and Parvati. That is the remedy. Why do you look so shocked? From where I will find Shiva and from where I will get Parvati and get them remarried?
No.
How
your children
Shiva and Parvati? Pardon? On a Friday here, there is a temple called Tirupati. On Friday over there, on the lower part, there is a Padmavati marriage.
Yeah.
Kalyanam. Look at my chart. My 7th Lord Mercury is in Kalyana Seva. So you have to go and stand in line. So you have to go. Seventh Lord Mercury is in sixth house. Matithi is in seventh house. 212, no? So I went and participated. I did the Kalyanam of the Lord. Basic idea is, I give an example, Shiva Parvati, Vishnu Lakshmi Narayan, get involved in their marriage, perform their marriage, they will bless you. Do it on a Friday.
So that means the Mangala Tritiya thing is very important, because there we worship Shiva and Parvati together.
Mangala Tritiya is the Vrata, is getting Shiva and Parvati married. The thing which you do, what are you doing? You are basically getting Shiva and Parvati
totally
married.
Here they do it totally like that.
Exactly. That is Mangala Tritiya, is that?
Yeah, together.
Right, that is the ceremony in which Shiva and Parvati get married. And you got, and you went and you go and perform that every year over that without realizing that you are
fourth
basically.
Year running, yeah.
Right, you are doing a remedy constantly.
But I would have to bring my wife here to do that.
No, you can do it wherever.
No, you can do it wherever.
It just happens I'm here because my course is.
She can do it over there.
Wherever means what are you actually doing in some other
that's,
location?
You go to the Shiva temple and tell the priest that I need to do the Mangala Gauri Vrata, and he will show you the puja. Mangala Gauri.
Yeah, so I don't do it like that, Justin. There is a festival at this time, annually, where this Mangala Gauri Vrata, in Orissa, is very important for married women, called Bali Tritiya. It just so happens last 4 years, I was here. So wherever I am, I do it. At home, I do it myself. But last 4 years, I have been here. Because of the courses, so I do it here. It's not that it has
this
to be
can
done.
Can
we
also extend it for a marriage problem already?
Oh, yeah.
Sitaram Priya.
For example, people do when they are not getting married, especially ladies, do this seva.
Yeah. See, this is who don't get married can do this seva and get married. Those who are married can do this seva and save their marriage from any kind of turmoil. It basically takes care of the 212 and 6-8 problem in your chart.
You have to do it every year to keep the marriage?
No. I did it once. She does it every year.
That's because it's one of the rituals from where I come from in Orissa. One of the main rituals which married women do.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
Because married women want their husbands to be totally obedient.
Yeah.
Because it's Orissa, okay? The men otherwise are out of control. It's the sun god's land.
Yeah,
Kalinga.
I just do it because of that.
So the women have to do that to ensure that the men listen, otherwise, like. According to her, women don't even exist over there.
Ultimately, it's not a universal remedy because you have to go to a Shiva temple.
No, we call it Bali. Sorry?
You have to go to a Shiva temple. So, it's
so
not
when
like,
should it be done? Friday only.
There must be a universal remedy. You're right.
But both of them.
And why can't there be a universal remedy where we are helping somebody else get married?
Yeah, that is a better thing.
Oh,
that's a Shiva.
That's a
service.
Yeah.
The service to help. I understand what that is. So you're helping somebody get married.
There's a man and there's a woman. They want to get married. You help them to get married. That's a Shiva Gauri Vibha.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Okay.
Now why are you saying that is a better thing?
Universal
because
thing.
There's
it's just
physical
universal.
Material is involved there. Both Lakshmi and Vishnu. Both of them are involved. Because once they get married, they become Lakshmi Narayan.
Yeah, that I know. That is also a remedy Parashar always gives for Venus affliction. Give a kanya in marriage. Is that in VPHS?
No, but that is basically for... when will you do that? Not for any Venus. For this problem.
Yeah, for this problem.
When the seventh Lord is in 2, 6, 8, 12.
No problems are there.
Seventh Lord in a chart, 2, 6, 8, 12. What the worst possible scenario? Person is definitely from Orissa. Women don't exist. You start on a wrong footing like that. Where do you think you're going to end? That's the kind of teaching. You ask the Shankaracharya, why don't you teach women the Vedas? What? Women the Vedas? What women? They don't exist. See the attitude, the starting itself.
Essentially it becomes like a no marriage chart.
No, it's not that no marriage. When the dashas favor you, you get married. But then you have problems. Everybody has problems. No, why do you want to go through those problems? My point is, why? Why not help somebody in any case? Let's say you don't even, somebody don't even want to get married. Fine, don't marry. But what's the harm in helping somebody get married? Somebody is poor, they can't even afford the marriage. Let's say they want to have a party and they don't have the money, and you have the money. What's the harm in helping somebody getting married?
Absolutely.
You look at it like this. Look at it purely from the viewpoint of you're doing a good deed, and somewhere in the process, yo, Venus, you also getting a blessing. Look at remedy as a process and opportunity to do a good deed so that you get a blessing.
Some people sponsor this mass marriage.
Absolutely. Many people do it. Mangal Sutras. How many people give Mangal Sutras? In the US they help quietly in the purchase of marriage rings. So many poor people can't afford it. I know so many people who do it. They don't say it. That doesn't mean they don't help. They do help. Are you trying to tell me everybody has got money to go get married? It's expensive to get married. It's expensive, you know that. You know it's expensive. Having a party, having this, inviting people, invitation cards, they all cost money. So help. It's a good sign. You're helping somebody else's Venus. Venus looks at this. The emotion of Venus. Basically what you're doing is, you are activating the emotion of Venus. Get the idea? So long as you get the principle, I know that you will be able to find a remedy. Okay. Simpler remedy than that? Count from the seventh lord to the Tithi lord. That many Akshara mantra. Or vice versa. Tithi lord to the this thing or that to the, I mean, either the love goes to the person, comes to the person, or the person goes to love. How does it matter? Tithi lord is love. Seventh lord is spouse. So if you want the spouse to come to your love, then count from seventh lord to Tithi lord. If you want your love to go to the head of your spouse, then from Tithi lord to, I always prefer Tithi lord to. For you it is Panchakshari.
No, I am just thinking they are fine in relation. One will be Panchakshari, another is Navakshari.
Whichever one you choose. So just imagine, if your seventh lord is in the 12th from your Tithi lord. So you did Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and what you got?
Moksha.
This is moksha. फंस गया ना देखा
लैटोनिक मोक्षा
प्लेट पे मोक्षा
लिबरेशन
सेवेंथ लॉर्ड इन बाधक ही डजंट अंडरस्टैंड मैरिज द ओनली वन हु फुल्ली अंडरस्टैंड्स मैरिज इज राजेश
आई एम वेटिंग फॉर तिथि लॉर्ड टू कम टू मी
तेरे तिथि लॉर्ड है क्या
मैं चुप बैठा ना इतने
My Tithi Lord is on the my Tithi Lord is on the Himalayas with the
Tithi Lord.
Mercury.
What will happen? 6 from the 12, 11 from the 7. Only thing helping is the
7. Not 11 from the 7, Badak from the 7.
Badak from the 7.
Means there is great love till you get married.
Why is there great love till I get married?
Because as soon as you get married, the Tithi Lord is Badak to the 7th house here.
Otherwise that is.
But it is also 6th from the 12th,
5th
house.
Wo to theek hai yaar. Wo to theek hai.
Because it is a Gemini, right? But it's also in exchange with the 5th Lord.
means what happened? What happened? Your Tithi Lord went away to Brazil?
I have to go back to drawing boards.
See the exchange. So your Tithi Lord is in an exchange. You see that? Right?
It is an exchange.
There you see the exchange.
Exchange it?
See the problem. You see the Tithi Lord is in an exchange. That is the problem.
Tithi Lord is what is your Tithi Lord?
whenever the Tithi Lord is in a Parivartana, there will be a problem.
With seven.
What you are expecting, things will be very different. After marriage, it will be very, very different from what you expected before marriage. In his case, it is badak, so it is not good. For your case, what? 5-7 is 5-7, and she is worried. How can 5-7 exchange be a problem? I don't understand. Then?
Relationship.
That will be good, no?
You said it is parivartana, right? I was just now talking about parivartana, you said it is parivartan. Oh, you don't know the meaning of the word parivartan. I'm sorry.
I got mixed up,
I know.
Cancer ascendant.
I think you are all very tired, is it?
Cancer ascendant.
Because you should learn to look at horoscopes other than yours, then you can understand better. You are so focused in your horoscope that when I'm talking about his horoscope, you can't see. So how will you ever learn, Jyotish? If tomorrow a horoscope comes where there is parivartan, you will go completely wrong.
12th house Ketu.
12th house Ketu. Lagnam.
You must learn to see other people's horoscopes. That's how we learn. That's why we are taking up so many charts. Okay, hear that again. That's Cancer Lagna. Mercury in the 5. Ketu in the 12. Saturn in the 11.
Moon in the 7th and Mercury is with Sun.
Moon in the 7th and Mercury is with the Sun. Is it combust?
Mercury in 5th.
Say it again.
Ketu 12th.
Ketu is in the 12th house. 7th Lord is in the 11th house, retrograde, Saturn.
7th Lord, Saturn, 11th house.
Okay.
7th house has Moon, which is Lagna Lord. Okay. And then 5th house has the Tithi Lord Mercury along with Sun, which is also the 2nd Lord. And there is an exchange between Mercury and Ketu.
Tithi?
Cancer Lagna, 5th house has Sun and Mercury. Repeat what?
Jupiter and Venus.
Okay, I'll give you the rest of the chart. 4th house has Venus and Mars. 6th house has Jupiter and Rahu. Is Mercury?
Is Shukla 4,
Shukla Chaturthi.
Cancer. Right, so that means initially Mercury is working and after some time it is transforming to Ketu. And this oscillation because it is oscillating, it is Tithi Lord. How can Ketu become the Lord of a Tithi? Number one. Secondly, it cannot transfer like that because this is Panchang. So that means there is a stress on wanting to exchange but not happening. Because Tithi cannot shift. Because this is Panchang. How can the Panchang change like that? And that too, to a Tithi Lord which is non-existent, this is absurd. It's Shunya. So basically what is happening is there is a stress in the relationship which you can't explain. A stress which you cannot explain, and it will be there. Because all the time that oscillation is there in the relationship. Because what is happening is, the 7th Lord is Saturn. For marriage, Mercury and Saturn are excellent. Cool, easy marriage. But take Ketu as the Parivartan Lord. See the stress, 212. Sleepy problem. Basement. So Ketu is lives in holes. Basement yoga.
Take off yoga.
So Mercury is the Tithi Lord, Ketu is here.
Okay. So Parivartan ho gaya na, Ketu aur Mercury ka. So problem aa gaya. So the Tithi Lord in a Parivartan is not good. Because the original cause by which you married, the whole thing will change.
Absolutely.
And particularly after you go abroad, because they got 12th house mein ketu hai. As soon as they go abroad. And marriage hote hi bahar gaya na, kitne saal mein?
6 months.
See, within 6 months of marriage, dekho how it worked. See, first Mercury will get them married, immediately parivartan will work, they will go abroad and that's it now. Why abroad? Because 12th house is involved.
Yes.
So now Ketu will say, I will decide how the relationship is going to be. And what the hell is that?
212. Because 8th all activate over here.
Why does marriage activate the parivartana?
Because that is the Tithi Lord.
That's the Tithi Lord. 12th house is...
I know it's the dual lordship, but what is it about marriage that activates a parivartana? Is it just a general rule that...
No, because the parivartana is already there. That means it is going to be activated at some point
of time.
At what point will it get activated? The moment the marriage happens, no? Because the Tithi Lord has achieved. The moment he has achieved, now Ketu has to change the rule because he has done parivartana. Parivartana means now he's going to test him.
Okay.
Because he's in the test, 12th house test.
Okay.
He's going to... See, something gets activated as soon as you're married, the Tithi Lord changes color. You are no longer single, right? There is a change that happens to a person as soon as you're married. Even without.
Okay.
As soon as you're married, you are a married man.
Yeah.
Something changes in you. Something changes in the lady. They don't... See, a lady who's married knows this, what I'm talking about. As soon as you marry, there is something that changes. It's a different feeling altogether. It's not that the Tithi Lord undergoes a change.
So in the case of a Parivartana Tithi, that change is more pronounced because of the Parivartana.
No, because then what happens? The other guy wants to take over the role. He says, you can't be the Tithi Lord anymore because there is an exchange. So Ketu says, I'm in the 12th house in foreign land. I'm going to take them abroad and now let's see how the marriage will be. So now it's a Ketu Saturn. Now immediately there is a problem.
They go abroad, Ketu got activated.
Ketu got activated and immediately you see a 212 problem will come. And strangely, he will get a job in such a way that he'll have to travel and travel and travel. See 212? Traveling?
Long distance
there too? Brazil, this, some factory, this thing, Taiwan, some aircraft is getting overhauled, something. He's in that aircraft repair maintenance.
I have one question.
But isn't that the Ketu thing?
So I have a...
He was in some other line.
Yeah.
He was in the Mercury line. Even that shifted.
Oh.
Ketu thing?
You see how everything is changing.
Yeah. So clear.
He came to Jyotisha course here.
Yeah.
Ketu, Jyotish.
Yeah, but actually he was not interested in Jyotish. He was more interested in Mantra Shastra.
Yeah, 8th, 5th house. Mantra Bhava, whose lord is Ketu.
Ketu
is
the 5th lord.
Yeah.
He actually joined... He has known me from what, 90s, when I was in the government. But he was never interested in all this. All he wanted is, see my horoscope and some mantra, tell me, I will do. Typical. Moon. Lagnation 7th. I just want results. He believes expertise. You have the expertise, you might as well do it. That's his attitude. But I finally was after his blood. You got to learn Mantra Shastra. I'm teaching this, that. So finally he came to Serbia, because it's Serbia. You actually land up in Serbia after that, right?
Yeah.
From there it started. Then he said, hey, this is all very interesting and fun. So then I told him, why don't you come and learn Jyotish? He said, yeah. And then look at him. Just in short while, he's picked up so much. Because he's obsessive kind of person, you can see that Ketu has taken over, so he's very obsessive, and he's in the job.
Two questions. Was it a love marriage?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
confirmed. So second point is that what I'm reading here is that my interpretation is Mercury Tithi Lord in the 5th love marriage, going to 12th Lord also, so foreign land. So I go with the love with the foreign land. Okay. My question is how did the 7th Lord got activated? Because 7th is marriage. 7th Lord is Saturn. So how does the relationship Tithi Lord activated the marriage? This is what my question is.
Mercury and Saturn are in Kendras.
Aspecting.
Mercury ka role tha na.
Wo to automatic hai, Mercury, Saturn, Kendra.
That is
a
Who?
5th house and 7th house also have a Rashi.
Wo sab chhod de. Leave all that. the Tithi Lord is in 7th from 7th Lord. That is automatic yoga for marriage. You will love and you will marry. There's no issues. It will happen. 7th Lord is in Badak. Some family members will make some noise and that's it. We'll take care of it. Don't worry.
What is noise?
Huh? What is the noise? Thoda awaaz karega translation karega? Noise. Awaaz de diya, noise kar diya. So that's how the marriage happened. They're in Kendra, right? Mercury. Did you see Mercury sat in Kendra? No. Automatic marriage. Automatic. Nothing to worry. That retrograde Saturn means twice, thrice, it'll go forward, back. That's okay. That is his experience, not my problem. But it will happen. See, as a Jyotish, I know it will happen. Okay, there'll be some forward, going forward, backward. Women is thinking like that, thinking like that. I think they're just stupid thoughts. I don't get it anyway, so what's my problem? Why should I? Mangal Tithi Lord, the totally evaporated water. Steam. Steam yoga. Mangal is my Tithi Lord, na? There is no water, it's only steam.
Steam yoga.
But steam do prakar ka hota hai. One is sun steam, which is coming out from the natural. One is pressure cooker steam.
We will not ask you what type
of cook.
Don't ask me, ask she, as she knows. Mangal.
Got it.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah.
So, sir, yeah. Last question.
Can Ganesha help here? Dancing
Ganesha. Oh, Ganesha to himself wanted to be a bachelor. He got trapped into marriage. Kisko puch raha yaar. Ganesha got married because of the curse of Tulsi, no? He didn't want to marry. He wanted to study and meditate. So Tulsi came and proposed to him, "You are so intelligent, I want to marry you." Tulsi Devi must have Jupiter as Tithi Lord. Right? One of the most intelligent one to marry. So Tulsi, instead of getting Ganesha, she went to Ganesha, the most intelligent one. Ganesha said, "How dare you? I am a full bachelor. I have confirmed you have destroyed my meditation and this and that. You called me in the middle, woke me up in the middle of my meditation and all. I curse you that you lose your husband because of looking at me like that." So Tulsi lost her husband, no? That's how Narayan had to marry her. So I think that's a wrong number out there. Don't dial wrong numbers. You will not get result. See, that is one thing about remedy. You should be thorough with the scriptures. You should know whom to call for what problem.
Yeah.
No, he was asking a valid question.
Yeah, when Tithi Lord and the Seventh Lord are in paraspar kindred to each other, and when the Tithi Lord and...
itna complicated kar raha. Isko solve kar kaise kar raha.
No, this I've done.
How will you solve the problem?
On the marriage part, that when they are paraspar kindra to each other, and when they are entwined to each other, which one is more faster and which one is more powerful in terms of supporting
kendra.
It?
Kendra. Kendra is the best. Kendra means it's autopilot. Yeah.
Question about the merging of different principles that we've learned in relation to Tithi. So in my case, for example, the Lord, the Tithi Lord and Seventh House Lord is in 212, but...
Everybody was looking at the poor little girl out there. Hello. Hello. You think we didn't know what your problem was? It's very easy. You are the one who's been rejecting marriage.
Yeah.
In fact, it's not in 2 and 12, it is in 12.
The Tithi Lord is in 12.
Right.
But here also we're saying that...
From the 7th Lord to the Tithi Lord is what?
This is my second kind of second relationship, so I don't know if I should take...
No, I want to know the basic.
The basics.
The basics are very clear. So from Mercury to Venus is?
It's 9. 9.
From Tutula is 9, from Mercury to...
Yeah, it's 11.
11?
11.
So to Venus is in Lagna?
Venus is in Lagna.
So then why you been rejecting the marriage notion?
Well, because it's not a rejection, it's just sort of an apathy. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but we don't also have like real. We weren't pushed into it by our families, so we just started a relationship that became its own thing, and it just never.
It's a fantastic friendship. Can I use the word?
Yes, that is. That's
it's a fantastic friendship. Yeah. It's like that's 11th house. See that?
Yeah.
So it's not a 12th house problem. Yeah. No. Go on.
Okay. So that makes sense. I want to ask about 311 relationship. It shows like a friendship.
Is the best.
It's the best.
Yeah. They say that if you have to choose the lagna of your wife, and if you can find somebody who is in the third or 11th from your lagna, is the best.
Okay, so but then my question was, then you're looking at the relationship between the lords, but then also the rashis, so tithi placement to seventh house. So there's a...
That was ninth.
That's five,
that,
nine.
Yeah, that you would have more interest at that point of time. In the first relationship, you would have more interest in, if I can use the word, in the person. Here, you didn't have that much interest. And it just, the friendship has just grown into...
Yes. Okay.
You really didn't look at her so much as a spouse.
Yeah. No.
The first one you looked much more as a spouse. The second one you did not look at a spouse. But it has come to this point because the friendship has been so long. For? No, it's in 11th from Mercury.
11th from Tithi.
Tithi Lord is Tithi Mercury.
Lord is Mercury. In third house, Venus in first house. Okay.
Got the point?
Yeah.
You have to take this on the basis of relationship. She has come to the point.
Well, good now.
Alex has a question.
They want water boy mantra. You are expert. Tell them. I am Mars. See, try to understand. My Tithi Lord is Mars. For me, there is no water. It is all evaporated steam. So don't ask the wrong person for that. No.
For his issue, he has a parivartana with 12th Lord.
So we can reverse the parivartana by asking him to come back to India.
No. When you are explaining the process you told him for the marriage, it goes from 12th house of engagement and then goes to 7th and then... So now, because of parivartana, it has again reversed.
It has gone back to engagement, huh?
So
who is the new engagement? That is what I was asking him, that he got panic. So, ghabra gaya, huh?
So,
phir kya ho jayega, chhod degi, kya karegi? Huh?
Can you work it out again so that it again goes to 7th?
Remarriage.
You are there, you are good at all that. You are technically more sound than me. So you can rework it out and twist it and turn it and push it to... I don't know how it will go to 7th, but maybe you can try. But process map. Huh? See, I told you, you are technically more sound. I don't know what they come up with. I don't know how you can even think... The idea is to deal with what you have rather than finding a... You can't do surgery for this, can you? No.
No, but the situation is like they have gone back to that 12th house.
Who has gone back?
Because of parivartana.
So have they gone back to being unmarried?
No.
So I just need to know. They are still married, no? Okay, the 7th house is still on. Because the Lagna Lord Moon is in 7th. Not so easy to move away. Your brain is in 7th house. Actually, he's obsessed about wife, no matter what he says.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Thinking about...
Yeah, kuch bhi bole.
Thinking about...
$2 million ka ghar kharida abhi uske liye. just purchased. All his savings he purchased. And she said, the whole house is yours, I will live in the basement. In Lagna Lord in 7th. Kya bolna? Water boy is strong. Moon loves Mercury. Yeah.
Mind in the business and in the wife.
Correct. Right? Totally. Simple as that.
Process is there.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry when, don't create a problem when there is none. That is my point. Hmm. Life is going on, when the problem comes, we'll deal with it. Do not assume a problem is there when there is none.
This should be the right approach.
Those little things happen. That perfect marriage which you are talking of, even Ram and Sita did not have. So leave it. All women dream about a perfect marriage. There is nothing called a perfect marriage. Because it is not possible. So remedy, what is the remedy? You have to worship Lakshmi Devi.
I was very interested in that conversation. What is a water boy mantra?
Lakshmi mantra, I guess.
Lakshmi mantra.
Hmm.
Like a general Lakshmi mantra, which everybody should do.
For different houses.
Tithi to. Akshara mantra.